Hey folks, I was asked a question today and I thought the answer would be great for all of my audience to hear, not just that individual. So I want to share it on here. The question I was asked was, is there a time that, so this person asked for an example of a time where me as the visionary of my company, one of my companies, is there a time where my foresight or my vision for the future of the company that hasn't come to pass yet, is there a time where I was able to share that with my team and in turn cause them to improve better or see improvements in the company based on them being aware of that vision for the company? And I thought, absolutely. You know, in our fence company, it's a fence construction company. You know, I think a lot of times in construction in general, a lot of the field workers, right, the laborers and the foremen, a lot of the field workers think, well, this is an end of the road job for me, right? Not a dead end job, but an end of the road job, right? There's not much of a future. I'm going to dig holes and I'm going to build fences and that's all I'm going to do until I retire. And in our vision meetings and just speaking with our employees in general, I always share with them the big picture and the ability to stay focused on the macro, because I think that's so important, guys, staying focused on the macro and understanding the big picture. And what I mean by that is where we're at today as a company is far exceeded beyond where we were 4 years ago as a company. But it's nowhere near where we're going in the next 4 years and even the 4 years beyond that. So I make sure that they understand, this is every employee in our company, I make sure they understand the big picture, where we're going in the next 3, 5, 7, 10 years and beyond, so that they can see how they play a role in that growth, right? The opportunity to expand into new positions within the company, and to not just have to be under the thought process of, well, I'm just going to dig holes and build fences for the next 20 years until I retire. Because that's not the truth. The truth is, as the visionary of the company, I've been able to share, hey, this is the plan for the future, and this is how you could play a role into that, right? Maybe their skill set that they bring that adds value to the company right now is that they perform well in the field. But maybe 10 years from now, they're going to develop a more of a leadership skill set so that they can supervise multiple teams and become a project manager, right? And maybe beyond that, become a branch manager for multiple branches rather than just being a field worker. So the answer was, yes, I think just helping our employees understand the big picture and the potential role that they could fill to help us to help us accomplish that big picture vision has definitely helped improve performance of the company, because now everybody's working with the intent of growing the company rather than just working for a paycheck, right? They're not just working so that they can get paid on Friday, you know, and they can't wait till the weekend comes because then they don't have to work. You know, I never want any of our employees to have that mentality of, oh, it's Monday, we got to work for the week, or I can't wait till the weekend comes. And the way we keep them excited about working is they understand our future as a company, and they understand their role that they play in that. So I hope you guys can take that, use it, learn from it. Speak with your employees. Make sure they understand the big picture. Or your partner, if you're smaller and you only have you and a partner, right? Make sure you guys are on the same page with the big picture. Or if it's just yourself, if you're a solo entrepreneur, understand your own big picture. Because it's gonna help you in the day-to-day when things get sucky. You're going to be able to stay motivated because you can keep your foresight on the big picture. Hope that helps. Thanks for listening. Love you guys.